Don't miss one Hell's Gate!
For the ball,
oh, get up! It's loose! It's
on the way. Plenty of leg.
Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Nick Roush here, and I'm now happy to be joined by America's favorite football playing, Josh Allen. Josh, thanks for joining me. And before we get started and get rolling, I know the fans in the Bluegrass, they certainly miss you right now, but how is Duval treating you so far?
You know, so far so good. Nothing but love. Nothing but love and respect. All, you know, everywhere I go. You know, so it's a great community, great fan base, and I'm happy to be a part of.
Well, so far, I mean, you've had a ton of early success. Last I checked, you had 16 quarterback pressures. The fifth most in the league. You got a couple of sacks, a forced fumble on Thursday Night Football. The production hasn't dipped at all, but what is the biggest difference in, you know, rushing the passer in the SEC versus rushing it in the NFL?
I mean, you got to get there quicker, and you got to get there more efficient. You can't just run around a lot of people, a lot of these guys. You got to really work technique, and you got to use it faster. You know, and it's all about you rushing together. You know what I mean? You can't just have one person rushing and everybody else just do what they want to do. It's legit a plan. And it's you have to depend on the person right beside you to do their job so you can get to play. So, you know, it's a lot that goes on, but, you know, I'm a team player, so, you know, it is what it is.
It's got to be nice when you got some dudes next to you who know how to get after the passer. Just I just saw that picture of you standing next to Calais in a preseason game, and I didn't think any human could make you look small. How is that possible?
I mean, he's
enormous.
he is a naturally gifted man to play football. You know, he might not. He's tall, but he's not fat. You know what I mean? He's all but muscle, and it's crazy the way he moves and still be able to bend the corner and still be able to win one on ones. It's crazy playing with a future Hall of Famer, I believe.
Did they? I'm sure they've taught you some things, but did they ever do like rookie hazing or anything like that?
Nah, you know what? We actually never got to go around that. You know, I do like. You know, I won't consider hazing, but I do my rookie duties. You know what I mean? I get snacks. I get food for the plane. I get donuts. You know, just little things like that, you know, which I'd rather do instead of, you know, being tied up on a tree or get my car stuffed with stuff. So, you know, I'll take this any day.
No, I hear you. How did your time at Kentucky help prepare you for the NFL?
I mean, just structure-wise, and just be able just to, you know, make plays, especially when Coach White was there. When Coach White got there, that's when my, you know, that's when I started to get the, you know, the idea of the NFL, of just, you know, terminology and being coached upon and just things like that. But I feel like Kentucky did a great job in, you know, just keeping me developed as a player on and off the field, and just being there for me when I needed them most. So I feel like Kentucky did a lot, and I'm grateful for them.
I know you're probably pretty busy, but have you been able to watch much from this year's team?
You know, I can't when it's on TV. Usually we're in the hotel. I'm usually in the hotel watching it And we play on a lot. We play on the SEC network a lot, and a lot of TVs don't have the SEC network. So, you know, I just get the updates on my phone. You know when the game's going on, but I need to get to watch one of those.
Is it kind of tough, like seeing them struggle from afar, knowing you can't help?
I mean, yeah, but you know, I did my part. You know, all the guys that left previously, not including myself, we did our part. We passed down the legacy, you know what I mean? So now it's just our turn just to sit back and watch and, you know what I mean, and coach, and, you know, not coach, but, like, just tell the guys what I believe or what they believe that they should be doing differently. And, you know, and that's as much as I can do from there. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's a long season. You know, we got a couple games left, a couple big games left, so... you know, I still think the sky's the limit, and offense get going, defense get going, you know, start putting up points, start stopping teams. I feel like we'll be a really good team.
Oh yeah. Once the quarterback situation gets right, it hurt when Terry went down trying to pick up the pieces from that.
Yeah.
Cause he was playing really well too. But I know when you were at Kentucky, you had like a list of goals to check off. And I'm pretty sure you got every single one of them, including the sack record. Do you have, like, a new one where you have, like, every quarterback's name on a list that you scratch off every time you get a sack or something like that?
I mean, you know, I'm really trying to sack all the quarterbacks. You know, two games I haven't had any, you know, but, you know, I'm definitely going to keep fighting to get those. But it's definitely – just to get as many as I can, get double digits, of course. Mm-hmm. That's really one of my goals, is to get double digits. That would be big for, you know, myself and for my team.
Yeah, there's one that I need you to get, and he played at U of L. His name's Teddy Bridgewater. You got him in 2 weeks. Just, you're good at sacking Louisville quarterbacks. Just keep doing what you do.
I know. you know, I actually can't wait to play against him, man. You know, I remember Teddy when he was at Louisville, and he was slinging that thing. He was a really good quarterback, you know. And it's just, you know, when I play against guys like that, it's like, dang, I'm finna go after this dude. You know what I mean? Everything I got, but it's out of respect. You know what I mean? Just,
right.
It's my job, but you know, it just got to keep coming, keep pushing.
So I know going into the year, there was talk like, oh man, can Josh get Rookie of the Year? Well, there's another guy on your team now who's making a case for the offensive side of the ball. Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania is everywhere. Is he as big of a character as they say he is?
I mean, God, I love Gardner, man. He's awesome. He's a great guy just in general. Not only a football player, if you put the football aside and just look at him as a person, you know, he's unique. He's different, and he's just, you know, he's down to earth. He's real chill, real relaxed, and, you know, I just like the way he carries himself.
Yeah, and I really like the mustache. It's just a good look for him. You got one. You can pull that off.
I can't play with mine as much as he does, but, you know, he's doing good for himself.
Well, you've been doing pretty good, and we wish you a bunch of luck this year. Y'all got the Panthers on Sunday, another big game. But before everybody watches you this Sunday, I need a little bit of your help, because the big reason why I want to talk to you is that I just found out that I'm going to be a father for the first time. It's pretty awesome, pretty excited. Thank you. I don't really know what's in store for me, and you have a lot of experience. Wesley is, I mean, what a kid. I mean, I don't know many that could be able to go through draft night at 15, let alone at a year old. You've got a lot of experiences, so I need to know, like, what kind of advice, how do I get a kid that awesome?
You just got to breed them right, you know. I'm just kidding. But, you know, you just being there for them, just having fun with them all the time. Because, you know, I know my job is real time full, and I don't have a lot of time with him throughout the day. So when I can, I try to spend as much time as with him. And I know that with you, because you're a reporter, you know, you travel a lot. You do, you know, you're constantly doing something. And I feel like just the time you spend with them is probably going to be the best time. And you got to, you know, I try to make sure every day is memorable. So I try to do something or say something or, you know, at the time, I mean, at this time now of his age, I can, you know, start to like teach him, you know, show him things and make sure he understands it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can become more of a father instead of just playing, you know, because, you know, when he's under one, all he did was wanted to play. So I had to play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can like show him right from wrong. And just, you know, and help myself out, you know, as well. But, you know, just, I don't know, man. Wesley's just, he's a blessing, but he's a handful sometimes. And but I, you know, I love him, and I wish he could stay like this forever. I tell you that.
Oh, I hear you, man. I'm preparing for the sleepless nights. Now, I don't. Is there like a? Is it as bad as they say? Like, am I just going to be changing diapers and giving bottles all night?
I mean, see, Wesley slept through the night majority of the nights. You know what I mean? It was just when he was look sick or something. Like Wesley had like a little cold this past weekend, and he, you know, he didn't want to go to sleep. He couldn't sleep. So that was one of the first times that we've been in Jacksonville that he stayed up like that or, you know, fought to sleep. But when they do it, man, there's nothing you can do about it but just take it. And that's the worst feeling.
Oh, man. It's funny because even though your advice, everybody's been telling me like, hey, this is what it's going to be like. And every single piece has been different except for that's the kind of advice my mom gave me because I was an awful baby. And she was like, you know what? I had to just lock myself in a room and just say a baby never died from crying. So,
yeah,
you just got to deal with it sometimes. It's just being dead. You just got to deal with it.
Yeah, that is true. I felt the same way, but like once, yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I appreciate the advice. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And I can't wait till you get up a little bit closer around the Commonwealth. I'm looking at the schedule. You're playing at Indy in November, November 17th. And mm-hmm. you already, and then I think the Titans is in November as well. That's back to back weeks.
Yeah. Don't forget we play Cincy too.
Oh, Cincy. Oh, that's in October too. So hitting all three of the stops this year. So plenty of opportunities for the Big Blue Nation to go see you. I'm hoping that CJ is going to be on that Titan sideline. He worked out for him today. And yeah, so we got to get that going. We got to get the UK picture after the game together. Those always look great.
For sure. That's my dog. That's my brother for life. And, you know, I hope somebody pick him up. I hope everybody who didn't get, you know, who didn't get picked, get picked. And, you know, and be in the NFL for a very long time.
All right, Josh. Well, I appreciate it. Take care. And don't be a stranger.
Oh, I know. Hey, man, BBN, I need y'all to support, man. I can't wait to come back there, come to a game. I'm coming to one game, and it's gonna be, you know, real soon. Just keep your ears pent, and you know, hopefully it'll be a, you know, a big crowd.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll make sure that everybody's there because if they're not gonna show up for Josh Allen, they're not gonna show up for anybody.
Hey, hope so.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Go Cats, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique.